March 5th. The wind had entirely ceased, but it was evident that we were still hurrying on to the southward, under the influence of a powerful current. And now indeed it would seem reasonable that we should experience some alarm at the turn events were taking, but we felt none. The countenance of Peters indicated nothing of this nature, although it wore at times an expression I could not fathom. The polar winter appeared to be coming on, but coming without its terrors. I felt a numbness of body and mind, a dreaminess of sensation, but this was all. March 6th. The gray vapor had now arisen many more degrees above the horizon and was gradually losing its grayness of tint. The heat of the water was extreme, even unpleasant to the touch, and its milky hue was more evident than ever. Today a violent agitation of the water occurred very close to the canoe. It was attended, as usual, with a wild flaring up of the vapor at its summit and a momentary division at its base. A fine white powder, resembling ashes, but certainly not such, fell over the canoe and over a large surface of the water, as the flickering died away among the vapor and the commotion subsided in the sea. Nunu now threw himself on his face in the bottom of the boat, and no persuasions could induce him to arise. March 7th. This day we questioned Nunu concerning the motives of his countrymen in destroying our companions, but he appeared to be too utterly overcome by terror to afford us any rational reply. He still obstinately lay in the bottom of the boat, and upon our reiterating the questions as to the motive, made use only of idiotic gesticulations, such as raising with his forefinger the upper lip and displaying the teeth which lay beneath it. These were black. We had never before seen the teeth of an inhabitant of Tsalal. March 8th. Today there floated by us one of the white animals whose appearance upon the beach at Tsalal had occasioned so wild a commotion among the savages. I would have picked it up, but there came over me a sudden listlessness, and I forbore. The heat of the water still increased, and the hand could no longer be endured within it. Peters spoke little, and I knew not what to think of his apathy. Nunu breathed, and no more.